This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News in Brief for April 14th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA says Barbados does not comply with safety standards set by the ICAO. As a result, the FAA has assigned Barbados a Category 2 safety rating. That means the nation's carriers cannot establish new service to the U.S. Pilatus Aircraft says it generated its highest ever sales revenue and operating income in 2010 and delivered its 1,000th PC-12 in the middle of the year. Mint Air General Manager Alex Park says the public turned out in good numbers for free airplane rides and a look at what LSA flying has to offer during an event at Greenville Downtown Airport last week in South Carolina. Van Horn Aviation reports it has successfully completed a series of ground and flight tests of its composite main rotor blades for the MD-500 helicopter. Certification is expected later this year. Brazil's AEL Sistemas says it has been awarded a follow-on contract from Embraer Defense and Security for the upgrade of 11 F-5 aircraft. Lockheed Martin shipped NASA's Juno spacecraft to Kennedy Space Center last week to begin testing and processing for a mission to Jupiter that starts in August. Virgin Galactic has released the basic job description for applicants interested in becoming pilot astronauts. A mock-up of Piper's Altair Very Light Business Jet is on a tour of airports around North America. By June, it will have visited 16 states and Canada. And Boy Scouts now have the opportunity to work with NASA and other technology professionals to design, build, and demonstrate a robot to earn the new Robotics Merit Badge. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, I'll talk with Garmin's Jim Alpizer about the introduction of the new GTN 650 and 750, which will soon replace the venerable GNS 430 and 530. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.